Welcome to Treasures Old and New from ART. Hi, I'm Joy Jackson. Hawk Durango is a series that led a varied life, and our recordings of this show reflected that. Here's episode 3 of Hawk Durango.
In Sundown Wells, they used to say a person was all good or all bad. That was before Hawk Durango showed them different.
The American Radio Theater presents a lost show from the days of old-time radio. Episode 3 from Hawk Durango. Adapted from an old script by Harry Thiel and Joy Jackson. We call it Dink Wants to Run with the Bad Boys.
Hawk Durango has been showing the folks of Sundown Wells quite a few things, among which is proof that you can run a hotel, saloon, and gaming rooms with clean beds, good whiskey, and honest wheels, and still show a profit. Of course, as he explains to his crook spotter, the management of the Gold Bar House cannot be responsible for the private lives of its patrons.
I understand that, Hawk, but this kid can cause you a lot of trouble. Here it is not yet noon, and he's nuzzling up to the bar already.
No special hours for fencing him out.
Yes, but this kid is spending money like a corn cowboy on one of your hoorah girls.
Which one?
Well, I hate to mention names, but he's been herding around with Millie McGrew.
That redhead again. How old is the kid?
I judge, being he's never had his whiskers reached, he's about 17 or 18.
About the same age as the redhead. In years, I mean.
Sure, and he wants excitement, same as her.
And she's the one girl we got who doesn't give a hoot for the money. So what's kettling you?
Well, this kid has a sister who brought him up. Works in the assay shop, and every man jack in town, including lawmen and horse thieves, will stand up for her.
And every man jack that comes in here has a wife or a sister at home squawking.
But Jen Huckins has a right to squawk. A kid brother spending all his time in a joint like this?
Where else can he go? That psalm-singing reformer Doxy closed up all the other joints in town, including the pool halls.
And he'll try to close this one if we don't hurry up and do something, Hawk. Nonetheless, everybody in town knows what's happening to the kid. I can spot it just looking at him, like a steer rolls its tail before it bolts. If you ask me, he's heading for the long trail.
Tell the redhead I want to talk to her in my office.
Better talk to her considerable, Hawk.
Want to see me, Mr. Durango?
Yeah, Slim, that kid you've been throwing your loop on. I think his name's Huckins.
You mean Dink Huckins? What's wrong with him?
It's what is wrong with you that I'm getting to. He's honing for excitement, and you're giving him too much. Better dab your loop on something besides a maverick. You know what I mean. A motherless calf, that's what he is.
You don't even want me to talk to him?
I don't want you to sweet-talk him, Millie, the way you did me. When you talk to a man, it isn't mild conversation, it's manslaughter.
Jealous, aren't you, Curly? Mr. Durango.
The kid's only 18.
And I'm only 17.
All except your eyes, which are 17 times 17. Your eyes seem to know everything that's happened along the Spanish Trail since Carney and Geronimo and Kit Carson.
That kid isn't so young. He can see over the next hill.
There's nothing over the hill you haven't seen yourself. He's got a sister, and you'll sure have her in your red hair if you don't lay off.
But I can talk to any other stranger who comes in here?
Sure. Well, that is most anyone.
If you'd come right out and say you're jealous, Curly, I'd promise not to see him again.
Jealous? All right, Slim. That's the word. I'm jealous, if you promise.
I promise, Curly. Shake?
Where did you get that bracelet?
From a gentleman friend. Just a cheap Navajo bracelet.
You know as well as I that Navajo stuff is silver. This is gold. Who gave it to you?
The gent you're jealous of.
He works for the hay and grain store. How could he get the money for a bracelet like this?
Since you cleaned up the joint, the customers have a chance at the tables. He had a run of luck at the faro layout.
Well, that's one way he could get it, but there's another.
You mean you think he stole it?
A man would do anything for you, Millie. Even blotch a brand. Now get out of here before I... Go on, get out, Slim.
Curly, you really are jealous.
Hawk, you're in for a hot spell. There's a lady in the lobby wants to see you. Her name's Jen Huckins.
Tell her to see the room clerk, Chuck. Wait a minute, what's that name again?
Jen Huckins has a brother changing out here all the time, and she's going to put a stop to it, she says.
Did she say how?
No, but I guessed by her sweet voice, if she wants to put up a lynch posse, every man in this town will ride for her.
Show her in.
This way, lady. Mr. Durango says he'll be glad to talk to you.
Kind of deliberate way of walking.
Like a she-bear with a cub in the chaparral, Hawk. Step right in, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'll be right outside, Hawk.
Mr. Durango?
Yes, ma'am. Come right in. Have a seat.
Thank you. I can say what I have to say while I'm standing. It's about my brother, Mr. Durango.
Yeah, I've been hearing about him. Has a leg over the traces. They're like that when they come of age.
I didn't come here to say gambling and good timing is wrong, Mr. Durango. But it's wrong for him. He's gotten in too deep, and it may be too late to get him out.
Why too late?
He took some money at the hay and grain store. He spent the money for a gold bracelet for one of your girls.
That makes it a pretty hard hand to draw to.
Soggy Truffet, he owns the feed store. He came and told me instead of telling the marshal.
Right decent of him. How much does your brother owe?
$90.
Here it is, ma'am.
No, that won't help. I've already offered to pay it back, but Truffet wouldn't accept it. He said my brother should be punished. He should go to the town marshal and confess, then pay the money back a little at a time.
Well, seems a better play, considering.
No, it's not better. I haven't told you the worst of it. My brother doesn't even understand he's done wrong. He says the gold bar house is full of men who've ridden with the bad bunch, all of them here gaming, dancing, or drinking. One man in particular, Brazos John, my brother looks up to him and worships him, the wildest of the whole gang.
Brazos John has paid a lot for his crimes. You might tell your brother that.
I can't tell him a thing. He says he'd rather ride with the bad bunch than go on swinging hay and grain sacks the rest of his life. He's gone crazy. He's loco. He needed a father to gentle him, not a sister. I've tried and failed. I'm going to lose him, and he's all I've got.
Miss Jen, when you first came in here, I thought you were going to give me a good tongue-whipping, and I was on the fight ready for it. But you did it in a different way. You've said it gentle and deep. Deep enough to cut clean to the bone.
I didn't say I was blaming you exactly, Mr. Durango.
Not in so many words, but I'm taking the blame and not shoving it on Brazos John or anyone else. You say he wants to ride with the bad bunch like Brazos did in Texas? I'll fix that, Miss Jen.
You'll do what?
I'll see that your brother comes back to the home corral tamed just right. If he's all you've got, you aren't going to lose him.
Somehow I'm not worried as I was when I first came in, Mr. Durango.
Better come and get your brother, let's say, around sundown. I think we ought to have him gentled by then. Chuck-a-luck, come in here.
She didn't charge very loud, did she, Hawk?
Go get Hoopa Sal and Brazos John. I want to talk to the three of you. Got a job for you to do. And another thing, Chuck, when a lady like that comes into the lobby, don't puff that cigar of yours in her face.
Hawk, the cigar ain't been lit for a month. I knew she was a lady, but I figured she had an ornery streak.
Chuck, I never did believe in what they say in the West, that women are all good or all bad. But that girl's an exception.
They're in the saloon, so it won't take long to round them up.
Just a minute. Get that redhead back in here first.
You got it that bad, huh?
Well, the plan I'm thinking about needs a little bait. When she leaves, I want to see the others.
You wanted to see me again, Mr. Durango?
Yeah, Slim. About that shave tail you've been hanging with, that dink.
I promised not to see him again, Curly.
I know. But I want you to see him again.
Will you make up your mind?
I got an idea that we can head this varmint off at the pass.
You wanted to take me outdoors, away from the saloon and the gambling hall, sweet talking out in the wind and the willows, fresh air, and being free.
Yeah. Now, come to think of it, that may be just the right way to open this jackpot. Go ahead and tell him, Slim. Sing him your song. The prairies, the wind in the pines, riding high and handsome, free as the antelope sailing over the big mesa.
Some good words, Curly. Thanks. I'll sing him close to his ear.
Here they are, Hawk. Got them all rounded up.
Something wrong, son?
Another fight with Millie. Is that it, brother?
Yeah, come in and sit down, folks. Close the door, Chuck. It's about that kid who's been coyoting around the redhead. Or maybe I ought to put it the other way around. The kid Millie's been fogging down the wrong trail.
You mean the one with the fuzz on his chin and the snapping eyes? I've been watching him.
He wants to ride with the bad bunch, and it's up to us to stop him.
It's not so easy, considering my kid sister's got him bulldogged with the rest of her rough string.
It'll be easy if you just do what I say. Now, Hoopa Sal, you and your stargazing will come in handy. And you, Brazos, the kid will believe anything you tell him. Now, Chuck, you can start it by going and telling the kid that the town marshal is out looking for him.
Mind if I interrupt a minute, Millie?
Of course I mind. I'm looking for Dink Huckins.
No, I'm right here, Two-Spot.
Oh, sure. I couldn't see you in that corner. Guess you know me, Dink. I remember you since you had to shinny up a horse's leg to get on.
Oh, cut the introduction, you old rooster, and tell me what you want.
I don't want anything except the town marshal, Bleaktop Smith, is tracking you, kid.
What the? Bleaktop Smith? Where's he?
In the hotel lobby, talking to Hawk.
Yeah, you've got a good-looking gun tied on your leg, Bright Eyes. So what are you worried about?
But I'm not gonna throw on Bleaktop. Not that I'm afraid. I could salt him easy, but what I did doesn't call for that.
What did you do?
Never mind, Millie. I got to get out of here.
Wait till I check on the marshal. You better hide in Hoopa Sal's fortune teller booth. She always hides any of the bad bunch that need her help.
The bad bunch? Yeah, that's right. I guess I am one of them now.
As soon as that gets around, just watch how everyone will step out of your way, Rattahan.
But I figure I'd better be going now, Millie. When I see you again, I'll bring you something. Something better than a bracelet.
I just want you, Dink. No bracelets on my arms. Just with my arms around you. I don't even want this bracelet you gave me. I'm giving it back to you.
What for? I'm no injun.
But if you're taking the long trail, you'll need money. You have to sell this. You can't eat mesquite beans.
But I don't want it.
Well, I don't want it either. Not if you borrowed the money to buy it for me. Bleaktop Smith will be camping on my neck. There. It's in your pocket. Now go on into the tent. Hoopa Sal will take care of you.
Well, I'm going, Millie. But I'll be back to you soon.
Read your future, laddie. Stars are shining, day or night. Come on in.
Can I close the tent flap?
Bub, I always close it so I can cogitate. There. I've been wondering why you never came into my tent before. Of course, you like the young ladies, don't you? But I'm not exactly a moss horn myself. Let me have your hand. Read your palm, I mean.
I came in here because someone's hunting for me.
Sure. The town marshal.
How'd you know that?
The planets yonder told me. Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn. Those are sheriff stars pinned on my shawl, hanging up there.
Sheriff stars? What are they for?
I fixed them in a circle to make a zodiac. When I compute them, it gives you fortune.
But sheriff stars, they make me see red.
You'll be seeing something else, brother. A long trail stretching from here to the sunset. The stars inviting you, calling, shining on you, with you a-riding. Maybe with Brazos John.
Brazos? Me riding with Brazos John?
You see, Bleaktop Smith is after him, too. Brazos' past has caught up with him again, and he's sloping on the wing again.
Me and Brazos John riding and tying together.
Sure. Come on, Brazos, get out from behind that shawl. This boy's straight. We can trust him.
Seems like we've both been kicked into the same dipping vats on a shake. What's the matter, Gunshy?
I didn't know you were in this tent hiding all the time.
What's this I hear about you and me riding and tying together?
Well, I didn't even hope that you would want me for a partner, but...
The town marshal's against you. I'm for you. That's my code. I didn't want to see you go to jail, come out like these rodeo broncos, neither wild nor tame, just trained to be mean. What you need is to hit the open trail with me.
You mean I can ride with you, Brazos?
Hey, Sal. Now, take a squint out there. See if we can get to the back door safe.
I've been watching, Brazos. It's safe. So adios, boys.
All right, kid, come on. Let's get out pronto. Pile on our horses.
Brazos is bouncing that young button, seems like.
It's Jen Hawkins' brother. About time they sent him home.
Everything hunk, mister?
Hunky-dory, Chuck-Buck.
I'm with you, partner.
All right, kid, slap leather. Let's go.
Right behind you, Brazos.
Okay, now, we better stick our horses here, son. We can't cross that sage plain in the daytime without being seen. We'll hold up in this old mine till sundown.
What if they find our horses?
They'll never find us. I know just the spot. Up the swag dump.
I'm following you, Brazos.
Okay.
But where are we gonna hide?
The ore shack on the top of this dump.
Doesn't look like much of a hideout to me.
Oh, just wait till you see. I've holed up here many times.
The door looks like it's gonna fall off its hinges.
Okay, well now just pull out tumbleweed, yeah, and mesquite against the front door before you close the door.
I feel like a gopher crawling into a hole and pulling a hole in after him. Isn't it, Brazos?
Yeah, and move those powder cans against the door.
Oh, and these specimen ore sacks. We can pile them up too.
You got a good hunch there. You're learning fast, kid. Okay, now we can sit down and roll our smokes.
Sure is hot in here.
Yeah, that's why it's good. I never figure anyone would be fool enough to hold in an oven like this. You know, when you're on the wing, always pick a place where an ordinary man can't live.
Seems like we ought to have got a place where we could breathe.
There's a little air coming in through those cracks. You see where that light's poking in through? Well, that means air.
Well, it's a good place for holding off a posse. I can see that.
Yeah, and you can see him coming if you keep your eyes on one of those cracks like I'm doing.
See anything, partner?
Oh, sure. There's some riders smoking up the trail. Lucky we hit our horses in the mesquite. They'll lose our tracks where we cross the lava bed.
I can't see any riders.
Yeah, they stopped down in the coulee yonder. I can tell just what they're doing by the dust in the air. When it's thinning and drifting, it means they've stopped. We'll sit a while.
Oh, yeah. We ought to have brought some water.
Too late for that now. If we left this shack, they'd see us climbing down to the slag dump. We're stuck here till sundown, you and me both. We both get thirsty together, being we're apart.
I can't hardly believe it. A famous outlaw like you picking up with an unknown two-spot. Of course, I can shoot pretty vivid when called upon.
Did you do any shooting when you got that money?
What money?
The money you paid for the bracelet you brought the redhead.
Of course I didn't do any shooting. It was my own money.
Oh, well, when you meet some of the bad bunch, I tell it different. They like a man who's done something.
All right. I stole the money.
No, stealing's not enough. Your new pards would like you better if you smoked somebody first. Maybe a shotgun deputy, you know. If you're riding with me, you'll have a good chance. I'll give you first shot, maybe.
First shot at what?
Gun whipping a sheriff. Do some real salting. Yeah, then see how the bad bunch looks up to you, huh?
You mean I gotta kill someone?
You want to be my partner, don't you?
Yes, but... Yes. I want to be your partner, Brazos John. But killing folks, I never done anything like that in my life. I don't know what's the matter with me. Got to have a drink. My tongue's like pulp with thorns in it. It's like cactus, my tongue is.
You'll get used to that, kid.
But those riders didn't pick up our trail. Maybe nobody will see me if I snuck out and got a can of water.
The nearest water pocket is a mile down the gulch.
Oh, I could keep undercover. There's mosquito all over.
How can I be sure you get back?
What do you mean by that, Brazos?
Maybe you get caught and then tell them where I am.
No, I wouldn't do that. I thought we were partners, Dad Burnett. You could surely trust me for that, I hope.
What do you mean, trust? What kind of words are you making up? Trust and a partner? And in this game? What's the matter with you?
Something's the matter with me.
Brazos, I didn't know it would be like this. I got to get out of here. I got to go get a drink.
Now listen here, calfhead. When you go 10 days without water, 10 days, then maybe you can cry. I've been that long, just cactus sap to drink, and so hot you have to prime yourself to spit. 10 days, and no sleep either.
No sleep?
Well, how can you sleep when there's a nest of tarantulas right over there in the corner in a hole where I couldn't get at it? Every time I dozed off, one of them would crawl over my ear. But I got to like tarantulas, regular brothers to me.
Oh, me, I don't take to them.
Well, you take to a lot of things on the trail before you're through, kid. Don't think I like those tarantulas because I'm soft-boiled about animals. I hate every animal that breathes, including horses.
Horses?
Yeah.
You hate horses?
Many a time, the nicker of a horse gave me away. Not to mention the bark of a dog. The kind of a dog I got caught in and tortured by some Yaquis. Every animal is your enemy when you're an outlaw, same as every man. But a tarantula now, you get to looking at it, take one of your own kind. You get to thinking, why, I'm a tarantula too.
Oh.
Besides which, that nest kept me awake while a U.S. Marshal was waiting his chance to crawl up on me.
Oh.
What you groaning about?
My head, kind of pumping, you know. I didn't mean to groan, Brazos.
Get a little headache and say it hurts? Look at this. Wait, take this leather sleeve guard off and show you this scar. Long, long sprayed scar on my arm.
Sure is a humdinger of a scar, Brazos.
Yeah. Slug cork screwed up my whole arm once. I have plenty more scars all over me. Turn a light on me like these prospectors use and you can see little blossoms all through me. Lead. Did they ever tell you anybody that it hurts? Yeah.
You're panting a little yourself, Brazos.
Yeah, well, when you ride with a bad bunch, you never breathe. You pant. But you get to like it. Of course, you got to give up a few pleasures. For one, you'll never see your sister again.
You mean I can't see Jen?
Well, that's always the way they track you, you know, by watching your folk.
But I got to see Jen. Just once in a while. I got to. She's the only thing I have in the world.
What's the matter, son? You haven't said anything for a long time, except to bleat like a smelly sheep.
It's this heat. I'm not bleating. I can stand the heat. Something else in my head.
You told me that once about your head pumping.
Well, it isn't the pumping. It's what I'm thinking about. What you said about my sister, about my not seeing her again.
Partner, you better get that straight once and for all. You can't have a sister in this game. Or a mother, or a wife, or any folks whatsoever. Not even a red-headed sweetheart.
You mean I can't ever see Millie again?
I said your folks were in the past. Of course, you have me. I'll be a brother to you. Everything that's mine is yours. Which reminds me, did you spend all your money for that bracelet for the redhead?
What do you want to know for?
Well, since we're partners, we'll start the whack-up right away. How much money you got?
All I got is the bracelet. Millie gave it back to me.
You want to see it? Yeah, I said, let's see it, sheep eyes.
Oh, I'm too tired to scrap, Brazos. There it is.
Mm-hmm. Guess we can't whack this up, can we?
You mean you're keeping it for yourself?
You're gasping for breath, your eyes are bleary, and you're doddering. Why, you couldn't even see to shoot if we got caught in here.
What's that got to do with my bracelet?
I'll tell you what. Whenever any of the bad bunch gets wounded, we just whack up their share and tell them to fan out and get. Every man for himself in the game, brother. That's why I'm a success. And every singing, riding, and rollicking bandit you meet is like me. Tarantulas, that's the name. Did I hear something about trusting a partner?
I'm burning up. I'm burning alive.
I can't understand you, kid. You want the long trail. You want a regular like me as a guide and a friend. We got to a safe, snug spot like this, and you go meeching. Why, this is clover and filigree compared to what you'll be getting for weeks at a time. All the weeks I've been on the long trail, I spent half of them holing up like this. Only this, this is a luxury, what I mean.
If I could only get water. My head, it's killing me.
Keep your chin up, kid. Your head's rolling.
I can't help it. I
Snap out of it. Come on. I guess we do need some water. And I'll have to carry you to it. Chuck.
What you got slung on your saddle, Brazos?
Just sick. Terrapin. Too sick to fork his own horse, so we're riding double.
Hey, Hawk, come out here. They're back.
Shove these horses away from the trough, Chuck. This kid needs water more than they do.
Brazos, you're going to dump him in the horse trough?
What are you trying to do, Brazos? Drown him?
Just loosen some water through him, Hawk. He needs it. Yeah, so do I. We're plumb alkalied, all two of us.
When I asked you to do something for me, Brazos, you sure do it complete.
Come on, kid. Better get out of that trough and give the horses a chance.
Here, I'll help you out, kid. Chuck, you go call his sister. Now, can you stand up?
Yeah, I got to hold this hitching rack for a minute. A little dizzy.
Funny thing happened, Hawk. I thought the town marshal was camping on my trail, but it turned out to be some prospectors heading up the abandoned ten load. Get what I was saying, Hawk?
I think I get you. Go on.
Yeah, he told me the marshal wasn't after me at all. Somebody else from Texas that they're hunting, so I come home.
And you came home too, kid?
Yes, I got to see my sister. I want to see Jen.
Yeah, she'll be here in a minute. I'd better sit down on the boardwalk. Will a drink help? A real one?
No, thanks. I took too much water.
Shouldn't tank up the wet way. Make you sick.
It's gotten around the Gold Bar house that you lined out because the marshal was after you. How come you changed your mind?
Oh, Brazos John changed it.
What do you mean? I didn't say anything. Still want to ride and tie with me? I'm willing. I can hide you right here in town.
No, I don't want to hide anymore. I want to go home.
You poor boy, what's happened to you?
Sis, nothing's happened to me. I just took a passenger out into the desert, that's all. We forgot our canteens.
But you fell in the horse trough.
All right, I fell in. And I'm going home to change my clothes. I'll say it before you say it.
It's like this, Miss Jen. Brazos here says your brother wants to ride and tie with him. Seems like the boy had a hunch the town marshal wants to talk to him about something.
Well, if it's about a gold bracelet, you better take it, son. You may need it.
You mean you ain't keeping it?
Well, we aren't partners. That means no whack-up anymore, so take it.
Thanks, Brazos.
Of course, if Dink still wants to ride with the bad bunch, no one's stopping him. If he wants us to, we can hide him from Bleak Top Smith. The Gold Bar House has always been a refuge for kids like him. I'm leaving it up to you, Dink, to choose what you want.
I know what I want. I want to talk to the town marshal.
Dink, you mean...
I'll go alone, sis, right now. I'll face what I've got to face.
Thank you, Hawk Durango, from the bottom of my heart.
Ah, thank Brazos John. He rolled this game just right.
Mr. Durango, I'd like to ask you a little question. Who threw that kid in the horse trough?
Yeah, whoever did it doesn't matter so much as who gave the orders, does it, Slim?
You mean you ordered it? Well, of all the half-portioned, sheep-headed bullies...
I just didn't want him coyoting around you anymore, Slim. Maybe you know why.
But sawing off a trick like that on a kid who isn't even grown up? Oh, you mean...
He was grown up enough to make me jealous, Slim. Isn't that a reason?
No, it isn't. Well, maybe half a reason.
So what's the other half?
That angel sister of his.
Then we're both crazy jealous, Slim.
I'll always be that way, Curly. Whenever I see or think of you.
Smiling, Slim?
Whenever you ask me, Curly.
You've been listening to a lost episode of Hawk Durango, presented by American Radio Theater, produced and directed by Joy Jackson. In our cast, you heard Greg Porter as Hawk Durango, Terry Elder as Snoop, Beth Schlansky as Millie McGrew, Dan Schindler as Dink Hawkins, Mary Moore Campagna as Jen Hawkins. Dave Leese as Chuck, Ivan Curry as Brazos John, Linda Rasmussen as Hoopah Sal, Michael Moki O'Reilly as the narrator. Other roles performed by the cast. Additional support by Pat McNally and Kim Turner. Sound effects by Penny Swanberg and Mike Wheeler. Music by Kevin MacLeod at www.incompetech.com. This episode was originally broadcast on July 19, 1946. The show was radio's first half-hearted attempt at an adult Western drama. Its producer-director, William N. Robeson, went on to produce Gunsmoke 5 years later. For the first 6 weeks of the show, it was titled Hawk Durango, and then later changed to Hawk Larrabee. Elliot Lewis and Barton Yarbrough frequently were switched back and forth between the lead and the sidekick Brazos. I'm Pat McNally, your announcer. This is ART, American Radio Theater.
Let's listen to some music from the days of old-time radio.
And here's a happy song we recorded with the three cadets of the K Choir for Victor. And I've heard a lot of people whistling it lately. Gee, I wish I could whistle.
It's a great, great, great feeling. Yes, it's a great, 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 great feeling. It's a great feeling to suddenly find the clouds of silver line when the sun breaks through. It's a great feeling to walk down the street and see the folks you meet smiling back at you. As long as I've got someone to embrace, as far as I'm concerned, the world is such a lovely place. It's a great feeling, your credit is nil, you'll never make a mill. But nonetheless I say, if you're in love, you're feeling great.
It's a great, great feeling. Yes, it's a great, 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 great feeling.
Getting a lot of mail recently from Vermont to California, from Minnesota to Florida. And everyone I know wants me to get them tickets for South Pacific. And I can't even get one for my rich aunt in Detroit. But we can always have Tony Alamo sing one of the songs for us.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger cross a crowded room, and somehow you know even then, that somewhere you'll see her again and again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing, you may hear her laughing. across the crowded room, and night after night, as strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter will sing in your dreams. Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Who'll give you reason? Wise man never saw. Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel her call you across the crowded room, then fly to her side and make her your own. Of your life you may dream all alone. Once you have found her, never let her go. Once you have found her,
piano player named Irving Berlin. He played several new songs he'd written. And if they're all as good as the one America's Sweethearts, Laura Leslie and Don Cornell are about to sing, I think this Berlin fellow has quite a future as a songwriter.
Come take a ride on the bus, but that would not do for us.
Silver Anniversary Chrysler. But right now, the spotlight is on All of Me, the song that is. Out of our dusty manuscript comes this lovely old favorite. was already an old favorite. Here's the K Choir. Straw hats and chains to sing.
Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. Let's take my arms across you. I could never live without you. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll.
If you ever leave me, how my heart would ache. I want to kiss you, but I fear you break.
Oh, 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 you beautiful girl.
Into our Chrysler spotlight.
Someone like you cures everything to me. Turns wrong into right, brightens the night, brings happiness to me.
Makes me luckier than throwing a stairs and takes me nearer to heaven than anyone's allowed to do. When your heart is dark in a veil and I'm walking on a cloud with someone like you.
Someday I'll find someone I can boast to. Somebody to hide a bargain or rock to.
And whenever I do, you know the who I'll give the most to. You pray on my mind, they'd love to find someone like you.
Jukebox operators and recording critics say that this new Victor recording of ours will be our biggest hit. Wouldn't it be nice if they were right?
You ask where I live. Here's the address I give. The four winds and the seven seas. The hills were my home. till I started to roam the four winds and the seven seas. My love and I would sit and sigh till the moon grew pale. We vowed and said someday we'd wed in the church in the veil. Town, and a stranger stepped down, a smiling so my love could see. She answered his smile, and then after a while, the only stranger there was me. And that is why my heart is dying. Follow every breeze. You ask where I live. Here's the address I give. The four winds and the seven seas. The four winds and the seven seas.
Needs more than a ring and a license to get married. Why, he's got to have a good plot of land and some livestock, too. Yep. Don Cornell's going to tell you. Come here, Don.
Ask her, Paul, if we couldn't wed. And he said, why, son, you must be text in the head. 'Cause the man who wins her pretty little hand, he will surely have to own some farm and land. I went out west with a shovel and a pick, and I worked 10 hours, and then pretty quick I struck it rich and bought me a farm with a cute little house and a big red barn. Got a pig, got a cow, got a horse and buggy now. Soon I will be driving down the old highway. Got a farm, got a plow, got a heart for working now. Tomorrow morning is my wedding day. There'll be friends throwing rice, there'll be applejack on ice, and everybody dancing while the fiddles play. Come along to the hall, you're invited one and all. Tomorrow morning is my wedding day. Got a pig, got a cow, got a horse and buggy now. Soon I will be driving down the old highway. Got a farm, got a plow, got a heart for working now. Tomorrow morning is my wedding day. There'll be friends throwing rice, there'll be applejack on ice, and everybody dancing while the fiddles play. Come along to the hall, you're invited one and all. Tomorrow morning is my wedding day.
Dusty manuscripts, but there'll never be much dust on this next song. A beautiful part. Why do I love you? Why do you love me? Why should there be two, happy and sweet?
Look at that, ain't she pretty? Ooh, look at her, she's a beauty. Now look at those airs, look at her clothes. It's not what she wears, get a load of the pose. Ooh, look at there, ain't she pretty? Ooh, isn't that chick a beauty? Someone's bound to fall. Some like them fat, some like them thin, but I like her just in the shape that she's in. Ooh, look at there, ain't she pretty? She's a beauty.
Boy, boy, boy.
Now look at those hairs.
Yeah.
Look at her clothes.
Yeah.
It's not what she wears. Get a load of the pose.
Ooh.
Look at there. Ain't she
pretty.
Pretty as a picture, baby.
Isn't that chick a beauty?
Boy, boy, boy.
And someone's bound to fall.
Fall for a beautiful doll.
Some like him fat, some like him thin. But I like her just in the shape that she's in.
Ooh,
look at that. Ain't she pretty?
What a child.
Ain't she pretty?
Drives me wild.
Ain't she pretty?
North, south, east, and west, here's the tune you've picked for the Chrysler Song of the Week. Maybe it's because. Silver Anniversary Chrysler, the 3K Dance.
Maybe it's because the kiss you gave me touched my heart and went right through. I can't tell you why, I only know that I fell helplessly in love with you. Maybe it's because the song we danced to told a story old and new. I can't figure out just why it came about or how I fell in love with you. I could say you're grand and therefore I care for you so. But there is a why or wherefore, and I'd like to know. Maybe it's because the star I wished on made a certain wish come true. Or it just could be that you were meant for me, and maybe I was meant for you.
That's all I've got time for today. Please check out our website, www.americanradiotheater.org, and have a listen to some of our podcasts. You know, we put up a new one every month. For 12 hours of old-time radio listening, stop by radiooutofthepast.org for their next marathon,